We have a document of selected excerpts about Shavuot. The first part is taken from Rabash. One second, please. Concerning the Omer, the count, it is known that man's primary work is to connect himself to the Creator. Omer, from the word gathering sheaves, Rashi interpreted, as it is translated, gathering, meaning collecting. It means that by becoming mute and not opening the mouth with complaints against the Creator, but rather, for that person, everything that the Merciful One does, he does for the best, and says that he, meaning his thought and desire, will only be for the Creator. Then he is gathering, that is, by connecting all of one's thoughts and desires with a tight connection of having only one goal, to bring contentment to the Maker, a person is regarded as gathering. The interpreters say that the Omer count means, from the words, and under his feet there appeared the sapphire brick, as pure as the bodies of the sky. This means that by a person connecting himself to the Creator, he is rewarded with the revelation of the light of the Creator appearing on him. It follows that by a person gathering, tying all the desires in one knot, meaning to one purpose for the Creator, then that Omer shines. This is the meaning of the Omer count, where a person shines with the light of the Creator.
How should I say it? Is there a way, besides when you gather the crops together, how do you call it?
When you gather it.
Yeah, and then you tie it together. In Russian, it's called snob.
I don't know how it's called in Hebrew.
Yeah, so, in short, if we tie everyone together in the desires, with the intentions, it gives you an ability to bring out a kli that is tied together this way. This brings you the ability to give room for the light of the Creator to be revealed. Why? We have seven sfirot, or seven qualities that develop from the Rosh of the Potsuf. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut. And these five plus two, that's seven. They have to be connected together. And then to the extent that we connect them together, and seven, each one of them is 7 times 7, that's 49, and the sum total is 50. In the 50th day, counting from the Exodus from Egypt, when we start correcting our kli, our connection between us, we reach a special day that gives us a connection between everyone. That's called the holiday of Shavuot, the festival of Shavuot. Why after the Exodus from Egypt? Because in Egypt, it's called that we are under the control of the will to receive, and we cannot connect to each other because Pharaoh controls us. He doesn't let us connect. Yes, when we run away from the control of Pharaoh, that means that we can start connecting. Why else are we running away from him? In Egypt, everything was fine corporeally. Only spiritually it wasn't good when we can't connect. The ones who wish to connect, that's called for them a spiritual gain. They don't care about missing on the corporeal way. The main thing for them is to have a gain in spirituality. They come out of Egypt. And when they start connecting, they reach a state called Omer, a sheaf. And then they connect these parts, right? Until they reach on the count of Omer to the last day, the 49th day, 7 times 7. And then they are capable of receiving from the Creator already the light that fills them. What's going on during the 49 days? During the 49 days, they only get the light of the corrections. The light of the corrections. That's why it's called the Omer count. Omer Sfira. Where every time they discover their egoistic qualities and they can't connect, but they try to correct and to connect and connect until on the 50th day they reach a state where it's all connected and then they are all in the mutual quality of bestowal and from them to the Creator can also give them. That's why it's called the day of the giving of the Torah, the day of the milk, because it's giving and there's a connection, already a connection of a group that's connected to the Omer together and to the Creator. Let's continue. We'll see. In the next verse is how to explain it.
Number 2 is from Ma'ol V'Shemesh. The days of the count point to unity as it is written in the holy books. Therefore, during the count, one should correct this attribute of unity. And by that, one is rewarded with attaining the Torah on the festival of Shavuot. As it is written, and they journeyed from Rephidim and came to the Sinai desert, and Israel camped there before the mountain. The main thing upon which everything depends is to have love and brotherhood among the children of Israel. It is as our sages said, that the whole Torah depends on the commandment. Love your friend, your neighbor as yourself. While there is peace in Israel, the Shekhinah is with them, since the sum of the souls of Israel are 600,000, and the Torah is 600,000 letters. So the root of the soul, each of one in Israel, is in one of the letters of the Torah. Hence, when there are peace, love, brotherhood, and friendship among them, they might receive the Torah. For the Torah becomes complete through the connection among them. And it is easy for each one to connect himself to his root in the Torah. Therefore, then, at that time of the giving of the Torah, when they camped there in one heart, in love, in brotherhood, as Rashi interpreted, because of it, they were rewarded with receiving the Torah and the revelation of His Shekhinah on them face to face. This is the meaning of, and they journeyed from Rephidim. Rephidim has the letters of Prudim separated. It implies that they journeyed from the idleness and separation and connected together in love to serve the Creator. Because of it, the Creator gave the Torah.
Meaning by the escape from the ego that separates them, that we call that the exodus from Egypt, and they run away from Refidim, from the separation between them, and they want to reach unity. They reach a state where the upper light is revealed and it starts connecting them, and you reach one Kli within which the Creator is revealed. Okay? What's Ashdod's question?
Yeah, when we say to gather all the desires, collect them together in order to bestow, what desires exactly are we speaking about?
Desires to receive, there are none other. Desires to receive, we want everyone to connect and everyone to be in order to give contentment to the Creator. Focus group.
The souls, their root is in Ensof or in the Torah?
Torah is a means, it's the light that corrects. And the neshamot, the souls, are the desire, the evil inclination.
Asia.
I think that the Rav was searching for the word aluma or sheaf, where everything connected together into one.
Oh, yes, right. You're correct. Thank you very much. All right. We'll continue on.
Number three is taken from Letter 59 by the Rabash. We count 49 days to the days of reception of the Torah. Omer comes from the word Seorim, measures. This means that it comes from measures by measuring in the heart the greatness of the Creator. As the Holy Zohar interprets the verse, her husband is known at the gates. The Holy Zohar says, each according to what he assumes in the heart. So that extent, the light of the Creator is on that person. This is called faith. When a person is rewarded with faith in the Creator, it is regarded as a beast. This is the meaning of the Omer being of barley, which is animal food, meaning he has not been yet rewarded with the view of the Torah. But on Shavuot, when rewarded with the reception of the Torah, one receives the view of the Torah. For this reason, we offer the offering of wheat, which is food for man, who is speaking, but therefore one is rewarded with Torah, which is the speaking. It is regarded as offering of barley, which is animal food. At that time, it is called gathering sheaves, regarded as being mute, which is only animate and not speaking. For the Torah, they are rewarded with being speaking.
I see that this is difficult material. People can't perceive it. People can't perceive it, and what should we do? Maybe they're too tired today, it's too much. What do you think, Owen? Who can tell us?
We can vote.
Oh, can we? I don't want to, I don't want to force it. Maybe there are questions. Let's see. Hebrew 10.
Thank you, Rav. What's written that a person is rewarded with faith in the Creator, so that is called the beast.
Yeah, it's a beast, but it's a holy beast. It's not yet Adam, a human, but he has the preparation for it already.
But we say that we're rewarded in faith is the force of bestowal.
No. He doesn't yet have the true force of bestowal. Adam is from the word dome, similar to the Creator. Similar means it's not that he has the force of bestowal. Force of bestowal means the light of chassadim. In the light of chassadim, he doesn't bestow, he doesn't give, so he's not like the Creator. He only protects himself from receiving. That's why he's called beast. But it's a holy beast. It's kosher.
Can you continue this explanation? What does it mean that?
And then to receive in order to bestow. When he moves on to that, he starts being like Adam, resembling the Creator, because the Creator is bestowing. So if I only have the light of Chassadim, I'm not yet Adam. You may call me an angel or a beast. It's the same. PT 13.
What does it mean to be mute?
Mute means I cannot yet speak. I can't work with the masach yet, standing at the pederosh.
Romania. I want to ask about this note that you speak about. You said that I have to gather that those desire, but when I try to do that, I feel that those desire reject one another, and it's like a war inside, and it's like the feeling is like when you drop a stone in water. What is that feeling?
I don't know, I don't say this stone in the water. I don't know what your example means, but let's say you have different kinds of desires, and by the desires you want to attain one goal. So what do you do with these desires? You have to connect them together. How do you tie them together, these desires? So if these desires understand that they have one goal, they're willing to connect. When the future goal connects them already, even though they're different, they're alien to each other. That's how we, bit by bit, reach a state that even though we're all different and we're all alienated, we're willing to connect, because that's how we can attain the goal. In the next degree, a will to receive, which is 10 times more than before, will be revealed in each and every one. Then we'll be more separated from each other, and we'll have to gather ourselves together again, and then to make sheaves out of ourselves, and this way to advance. Meaning every time we have work to do, by connecting ourselves, by what? What's common? What's our common denominator? What's common between us is our future goal, the Creator doing it. He unites everyone. Latin PC.
Hola, Rav. Acerca del texto pasado, ¿qué es el regalo?
Hello, Rav. About the previous text, what is the gift that the woman has to give the man to marry her? What does it mean?
She should give him, how should I say it? She should give him a kli, her desire to be his vessel. That's it.
לאיפה אנחנו? גליל וסט.
בוקר טוב, בוקר טוב רב, אפשר לשאול שאלה?
Good morning רב, can I ask about dissemination?
Okay, ask, it's the end of the lesson.
Georgie, come on. רב, as a result of a great desire of the ten, and from your guiding, we have a few months that a group has been working on dissemination to Greece. We really wanted it. Technically, we know how to do it, and we really wanted your direction, your guidance about the content itself, because you feel that country. And the second question was,
כל הכלי העולמי זה כבר נעשה, אבל ממך גם לעזרה להפצה הזו, למדינה הזו,
for this מאוד רוצים לסרט. Country that we really want to serve them. Thank you.
זה מדינה מיוחדת.
This is a special country.
זה קהל מיוחד.
It's a special... It's special people. Seems to me that the people over there are pretty orthodox. That's why we have to approach this place in a very subtle way. I think that the best thing for you is to receive all the guidance from our friends who engage in dissemination, and then we can talk about it together. But this should be through the intellect, and it shouldn't come from Israel, so to speak. It's a true revelation of nature for us in order to live better, in order to prosper. That's how the approach should be. It should be healthy and materialistic, and then you'll succeed. I'm willing to... let's communicate and talk about it.
Thank you, Wav.
Latin.
Again.
Boker Tov, Rab. ¿Cómo es medida la grandeza del corazón?
How to measure the greatness of the heart?
That's according to the extent that the heart is willing to connect the friends. That's how it is. Or maybe for you, two or three are enough, or you may want to embrace the whole world. To that extent, your heart is smaller or bigger. Okay, where do we have our info group? No? We don't have them?
Yeah. We just got the sign to speak. So, our schedule for today, we have the holiday of Shavuot. So our friends from the world, Kli, please see that the schedule is changing. We're going to have an afternoon lesson today from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. with the Rav live from 4 to 5. Lesson for Shavuot. Then we'll have a meal from 5 to 5:30. Then we'll go on a break until quarter to 11 p.m. We have Laila de Kala, the night of the bride, between Thursday to Friday, from 11 to 1 a.m. Friday. That's a lesson with the Rav. Then we'll go to sleep. Friday, also, the schedule is a bit different. There won't be a regular morning lesson. Can you show the slide of Friday? Yes. On Friday, we are going to meet at quarter to 8 a.m. The lesson is from 8 to 10, then a meal from 10 to 10:30, then we have a break and meet again from quarter to 4, a two-hour lesson till 6, then we have a meal, and we'll meet at 8 for our usual gathering of friends like every Friday that our European friends are organizing, and Saturday will be usual. So that's our Shavuot, and we'll have a song.
I don't believe in myself, but I believe in you. I'm falling into myself, but I want to draw to you. Cause when we can stand together above our frozen hearts, I'm sure the light will come and make things right. We are the parts of the one-man body. We are the soldiers of the light. We're gonna break these walls together and let the love free our minds. We're gonna burn like fire. Fire in the one desire. Love is stronger than the dark side of life. Nothing else besides light, light and love, love and light, light. In the end, there's nothing else besides light, light and love, love and light, light. In the end, there's nothing else besides light. No matter what will come in our winding path, always watch your back. So let's just stand together. I'll hold you in my arms, and suddenly the light will come and heal the harm. We are the part of the one-man army. We are the soldiers of the light. We're gonna break these walls around us and let the hope fulfill our lives. We are the part of the one-man army. We use the guns, we hold the tears. We're gonna break these shells around us and let the light come out of here. We're gonna burn like fire. Fire in the one desire. Love is stronger than the dark side of life. Fire. Fire with the one desire. Cause in the end there's nothing else besides light.
I don't believe in myself, but I believe in
love. Love and light, light. In the end, there's nothing else besides light.
Don't believe in myself,
and love, love and light, light. In the end, there's nothing else besides light.
I don't believe in myself, but I believe in you.